With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news this morning out of Syria as the Syrian government appeared to have fallen early today in a stunning end to the 50-year rule of the Assad family after a lightning rebel offensive. The head of a Syrian opposition war monitor said President Bashar Assad had left the country for an undisclosed location, fleeing ahead of insurgents who said they had entered Damascus and have taken the capital after a stunning advance across the country. Syrian Prime Minister Mohammad Jaziz Lali said the government was ready to hand over its functions to a transitional government. At a news briefing, UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jirka Peterson, called for urgent political talks as well as armed insurgents as they closed in on the capital.
The need for an orderly political transition has never been more urgent, starting with the urgent formation of inclusive and credible transitional arrangements in Syria.
The so-called military command administration said Assad had fled without giving further details. An Associated Press journalist in Damascus reported seeing groups of armed residents along the road in the outskirts of the capital and hearing sounds of gunshots. The city's main police headquarters appeared to be abandoned, its door left ajar with no officers inside. Another journalist shot footage of an abandoned army checkpoint, uniforms discarded on the ground under a poster of Assad's face. Assad's departure marks the end of the 54-year Assad family rule of Syria with an iron fist. His father, Hafez Assad, came to power in a bloodless coup in 1970 and ruled until his death in 2000. Bashar Assad was elected weeks after his father's death and ruled Syria until he was overthrown just hours ago. The command declared the end of the dark period and the beginning of a new era in Syria. State television in Iran, Assad's main backer in the years of the war in Syria, reported that terrorists had entered Damascus and that Assad had left the capital. It cited Qatar's Al Jazeera News Network as the information. This is SRN News. The 2024 verse of the year comes from the New Testament.
YouVersion, the most popular Bible app in the world, reveals that the verse most commonly sought out by users this year is Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Given the tensions in this country and problems around the globe during 2024, analysts are not surprised that a verse like Philippians 4:6 would be the most popular amongst Bible readers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of major corporations have opted to abandon the LGBT agenda lately, and experts say many more will likely do so now that President Trump is returning to office. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies, especially federal contractors. But angry complaints from customers got the ball rolling over the past year with complaints and companies, rather, such as Lowe's, Harley-Davidson, Ford, and more. This is SRN News. A settlement for an amusement park death. Jackie Quinn has the story.
A jury in Orlando, Florida, has awarded $155 million each to the parents of Tyree Sampson. Sampson, who was 6'2" and nearly 400 pounds, fell 70 feet to the ground from Icon Park's Orlando Freefall ride in 2022 after a safety harness was too small to fit him and didn't lock properly. His parents sued Funtime, the Austrian company that manufactured the ride. They also reached a settlement with Icon Park for the death of the 14-year-old school football player. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The nuclear submarine USS Arkansas has been christened. That comes nearly a decade since the Navy announced that a Virginia-class submarine would bear the state's name. You'll find more breaking news, stories, and analysis at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.